Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And just to prove that I had the glasses from the last episode, Here I am with our little flute. What are they called?
The rods.
The rods, yeah.
Yeah, is it Steins? There's the rods, and then there's the
holder.
The holder for the rods, right. Yeah.
So I didn't remember to pull these out last week when we were drinking the proper beer, but this beer felt like it fell under the same window as appropriate for the rod.
This beer is delicious, Brad.
Yeah, this is from Hopewell, Duolandia.
Yeah, it's a country lager with a crew called Wild and East Brewing.
Right, out of Brooklyn, New York. I was going to pick up, I'm at the store, and I was either going to get Beginner Oktoberfest Party. There was Microphones Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
One. I was like, I don't know. It's warm today.
Exactly.
I'm not ready for the malty deliciousness of fall.
I balked at getting a Sketchbooks Oktoberfest in favor of Harbor's Cave IPA because it was like 90. I just wanted an IPA.
Okay. Yeah. So, but then I saw this on the shelf. I was like, what? Hopewell. I have not seen this one from you guys.
Yeah.
And collaboration. I know nothing about Wild East from Brooklyn, but I guess the idea is malts from Indiana and hops from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it says country lager in English and lawn beer.
It's a rustic lager using local ingredients. I really love this beer because it just gets out the way, man. It's 5%, and it's, every sip is just really delicious. You drink lagers a lot, and they're not all created equal. Some of them have a weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
Some of them can be a little too hoppy. This just has a really nice tone.
Yeah, and it has a good flavor, although you say it gets out the way. It has a nice flavor to it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And sometimes I overlook that when I think about, you know, cold time or PBR.
Beer-flavored beer.
And sometimes the flavors are really bold. So when I say get out the way, I guess I'm referring to a mild flavor. But yeah, it kind of, when you say it gets out the way, you're overlooking the flavor. So yeah,
right.
You're right.
Well, this is more of a tasty flavor that gets out the way and be like, I kind of want more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer flavored beer is like, I drank something, I guess I need to drink more of it because I don't remember what it was. This is like, I want more.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so we're going to crush a few of these one tiny rod at a time.
Yeah.
And then this past week, I made it to the beach, but that didn't involve going to any places. Yeah. But Nick made it out somewhere.
Yeah, but talking about Casa Humilde, man, ever since I met him up at PBR in Milwaukee. Well, now it's not PBR, it's Pilot Project.
Okay.
So since I met him at Pilot Project, you know, and they were a coffee roaster, and they were talking about this party in Joliet they threw. And, you know, they took over this Forest Park brewery that used to be Extra Strategy.
Right.
Forest Park's out there by Oak Park.
Yeah, I went to Extra Strategy once, maybe twice, forgetting that I went one other time. But
yeah,
so.
I only went because Becker Dude was there.
Okay.
And the energies left the room as soon as Becker Dude was done.
It's cleared out.
Yeah, exactly. So
so how did the place look? Same?
It's the exact same space.
Did they have their blue door?
No. And there's no sign on the place either.
Huh?
They did have a bunch of benches outside, and I don't remember Exit Strategy doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of outdoor seating. I think that's where the parties are going to be. A lot of nice snake plants that kind of act as a wall from the street.
Okay, that's good because it's right there on the main street.
Exactly, on Madison Street in Forest Park. So, yeah, it was good, you know, dog friendly, you know, that kind of thing. and some kids there, not a lot. A lot of people there. It's funny because I talked to there was some lady who was a lawyer, and she was petting the dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you come when this was exit strategy? She's like, yeah. So we're just here to support, you know. And she's like, these tacos are really little. Because, you know, I had a fish taco and a ribeye steak taco.
Okay.
The steak taco had, you know, some kind of bean salsa on it. It's like Frijoles de Olla. It's like a known pinto bean
spread.
Salsa, basically. Full. Okay.
Does Frito-Lay make it?
Is it
like in the little can?
I don't know. But it was weird because I'm not familiar with it, you know. So I was like, I just want a regular taco.
Yeah.
Onion, cilantro, diced up, charred steak. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get that. You get like a rib cap. You know, and you get this bean salsa, basically.
Okay.
And they're very little, and they're $8 each.
Like Big Star little or smaller?
A little bit, slightly larger.
Slightly larger than Big Star. Because Big Star is pretty. Big Star is like 2, maybe 3 bites.
Yeah.
So this is 3, maybe 4 bites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So they were fine.
And then was this lady commenting, like, she lives over there? And you're going to, well, Chicago in general, but also over there, like Cicero's right there. So you're going to have a lot of good taco
exactly.
spots.
Yeah. We've all had a glorious taco.
Right.
We know what delicious tacos are. Everyone does. There's so many people making homemade tacos from wherever they're from.
And I know delicious, expensive tacos. Like Big Star is a very good, expensive taco.
So this was an $8 taco, but is the juice worth the squeeze? I don't know. I would say no, because it was kind of tiny, and I wasn't the only one that picked up on that. So that was pretty funny.
That's not a good, I guess, starting off point for them is like you place it off as food. We talked about this last episode. We talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
The food's going to get people in the door these days. And when you can go get a bigger taco for half the price, and then you're not going to go pay expensive taco prices and expensive beer prices.
Yeah, exactly. So it was cool. I mean, everything came in a super cool mug. You know, almost like a Mug Club mug, branded Mug Club mug that had micheladas, you know. So it was a cool experience. You know, the tacos just weren't my jam.
Okay.
I was just like, I was expecting them because I liked their beer. I was expecting them to bring it with the kitchen. I was excited for them. But,
right.
So, I mean, they left something on the, something to be imagined there. So.
Because you have places like, what am I thinking of? Rick Bayless's place.
Yeah. Frontera Grill or Cruz Blanca.
Or Cruz Blanca. Yeah. You can go there. You can get that taco pizza.
Yeah.
And that feeds a family.
Yeah.
And you're having great beer. So I feel like, and then we got Ravinia doing their taco thing. So tacos and beer, not really bringing anything to this game.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, there's room for improvement. So, and I know, you know, watching their feed, much like Metric Coffee, they're just building it all themselves. You know?
Okay.
So, I mean, they'll take feedback and maybe make some adjustments, but, you know, it's nice to go. I didn't think, I get excited about opening week, you know, for anything.
Right.
You know? So whether it's Casa Humilde or I was at Harper's Cave when they first opened and Niles in the strip mall, you know, there's something about the energy of opening week that makes me want to go.
Right. And then think about open week and this price thing. Remember when you went to that brewery that opened from New York?
Other half.
Does that still, that buzz of that died down so quick that
even on Sox game days, well, I don't think the Sox were drawn, but even like opening day, when things weren't hopeless, you could still
have the Little League team playing. No one's showing
it
up.
There wasn't a lot of buzz at Romova, but also Romova wasn't making their own beer at the time. They probably are now.
Yeah,
there was a licensing thing. Todd the Axeman was on. Todd the Axeman from he was at Three Floyds. Before that, he was at Sterling. So he's brewing there.
Okay.
But they were importing beers from wherever their main brewery is.
Right.
New York somewhere.
But they lowered prices a little bit on that beer. So maybe Casa Humilde, they would bring their taco prices down.
Or something.
A touch. But.
Or maybe that's just a going rate for tacos when we leave the city. I don't know.
I'm fine paying that price for tacos at Big Star in Wrigleyville. Because. Mm. Okay, $50 margarita pitcher, fine.
You can get after it, man. Fucking Wrigley, man. I'm not one to say go hang out in Wrigley, but if you go to Wrigley, that margarita pitcher at fucking Big Star, and across the street they got a bourbon, they got a Manhattan pitcher. I think it's an old fashioned. They got an old fashioned pitcher at the
The stadium?
No. At the At the stadium.
Smoke Daddy?
At Smoke Cheval. It's the most ridiculous Smoke Cheval you'll ever see.
Okay.
It's fucking nuts. It's their flagship. So you got pastrami topped on the burger. The pastrami comes from Green City Smoked Meats. They got this fucking ridiculous pictures of Old Fashions and Manhattans. It's nuts. And there's two floors and there's a patio. It is ridiculous.
Okay.
It's cool as fuck. Even for somebody who goes to Smosh Ball a lot, you'll actually feel like you've been in for the first time.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
I guess that brings me to like kind of what I want to talk about. Maeve's sister and husband are coming in for his birthday.
Yeah.
They've been to Chicago before. They were here recently. Yeah. And we hit up a bunch of spots. But where do you take people, or what do you recommend people who are from out of town, and like, what do you do?
Right.
He loves hot dogs, Chicago dogs.
Yeah.
So we're going to Sox Park.
Okay.
Because he wants that foot long dog.
It's funny.
Comiskey dog.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know it was Comiskey dog.
But you can get the foot long at Wrigley too.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, the food and beer selection is really good at Sox. I think it's
better at Sox Park. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that doesn't suck at Sox Park, the beer and food.
But the problem is once you're there. And you're leaving.
Where do you go?
There's nowhere to go, right?
Where do you go? Yeah, it's right off the highway. It's near Pilsen, and it's near Bridgeport.
Right, Mars is far to walk to.
Yeah.
That's a long.
There's
walk.
Nothing really close. The tailgate, the option to tailgate is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. They do whiskey at Comiskey there a lot.
But you can just take the Red Line down there and be coming from downtown.
Yeah, so if you're on foot, like, what's the post game?
Right.
This is a legit question. The closest brewery is that Remova Theater.
Okay.
Other half thing you talked about. And then there's a cocktail bar across the street called Electric Funeral. So it's like a funeral-themed cocktail bar across the street from Remova.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good 1-2-step that's closest to the park. But after that, are you going to Maria's? Maybe Maria's is closer to Mars. You know, if you just want, like, classic, old-school, in the way that Clark Street Ale House or... Hop Leaf is pushing it, but it's from that era really cool fucking Chicago bars. Chicago beer bars. Yeah, like the first wave of very cool Chicago beer bars. Yeah.
But almost, in that case, because we're going to the Sox game, I think it's the last home game.
Okay.
I think it's during the day anyway. I might just head back north and just like... go for like a nice brunch and get the day started and then just kind of take it easy
because
it's a Sunday too.
And that's the beauty of the town, right? Like, you know, you can go out there for this one specific thing and you're not obligated to just do the stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a tale of three cities, you know? You're downtown, you're north, you're south.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people party out west. So, you know, there's a lot to get into.
Right. So that where, besides something like that, where are you taking people to either to drink or eat?
Yeah. From out of town, I'm probably taking people to Cindy's Rooftop.
Okay.
That's somewhere I never go, but every time I go, I'm just really impressed at how cool it is. The view, the aesthetic, you know, the location.
That's a good
It was just pretty cool. You know, you could overlook in Millennium Park, you know, that kind of thing. Man, where am I going after that? I'm probably going somewhere in Logan. I'm probably doing what we were talking about. My favorite 1-2-step in Logan right now is it's for out of towners. This is a little different, but the Salamoth, and then the pizza joint next to Giant. I think it's called Pizza Mata. That's my favorite 1-2-step right now.
Pizza Mata.
Yeah.
What's Pizza Mata got?
Pizza Mata is a tavern style pizza joint run by the folks who own Giant. Which Giant is a no frills. It's I would describe it as a fine dining restaurant with no frills. You come as you are, you wear what you want, but the fine dining experience is on par with any other fine dining experience.
Okay.
It's fine dining for people who don't like fine dining.
Sure.
You know, like.
Can you take the Mata Pizza to go and just go over to Still Life?
And go to Still Life. Yeah.
You can do that?
You can do that. Or you can take the beer from, you can have a pint at Still Life and then walk the beers down to Mata. Because Mata's only got.
You can take your beer.
You can't take open beer. Oh. You can drink beer there and get some to go and go to Mata.
Oh, because they don't have a liquor license? It's like BYOB?
Yeah, you can BYOB at Mata. Okay. And Mata's a pizza you want to eat there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's probably the better than take your pizza, take your beer.
Yeah. Okay. Either or, depending on what you're getting into.
But you do have, you know, Middlebrow right there.
Yeah.
but
I don't think you're in on Middle Brow.
I'm not in on Middle Brow, but I just have to, you know, you're talking pizza and beer right there. They're part of the conversation. They may not be included, but they're mentioned.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. I would go to a small bar, get the patty please burger, and I would get the banana daiquiri. Banana daiquiri. Shit. I would go there. Where else would I go? Well, we just talked about the. I think there's something special, and I'm not a Cubs fan by any stretch. There's something special about that little intersection of you know, Lucky Door, which is the bar at Wrigley, that outside of Wrigley.
Okay.
Big Star on game day, and Small Cheval across the street. I think there's something special there. And then there's a Mordecai, which is right next door to it, or a couple doors down.
Yeah.
You know, before you hit the light, it's a fancy cocktail bar with like vintage spirits and shit like that. So that's a nice little section to hit up too.
That's true.
Yeah. So those are, and then you know, there's an inner, like most cities have their ballparks set off the expressway. Here you come to Chicago. There's, you know, it's like the fucking, it's like the State Fair meets the Carnival with a 100-year-old stadium that just got rebuilt. Mm-hmm. You know, just got updated.
But you
got
to be there on a day, like on a game day. Because even as soon as the game ends, I've gone for cocktails right there across the street. It's empty by the time you're done with a cocktail. It's like, where did everyone go?
Yeah.
So. There's like from out of town and they peace out.
Yeah. Those are some things. Those are some things I would do. Yeah.
I was thinking the Ravenswood Corridor.
Yeah. Malt Row.
You have a nice.
I mean, come on.
You got a nice ride there. Yeah. There's always scooters and divvies over there, so it's pretty easy if you don't want to walk the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can start at Beguile and Dovetail, since you know, we're drinking this country lager out of these Dovetail rods.
Yeah.
Then you got Hop Butcher if you want to go there. You got Is Was. I don't think Hop Butcher has food, but I think you can bring food in. Mm-hmm. You can bring food into Is Was, into Dovetail, into Beguile.
Yeah.
Into Spiteful, if you want to go down to Spiteful.
Yeah.
And then you do your thing at Half Acre if you're still going.
For sure. Malt Row's amazing. And then just the option of, you know, some of the best breweries in the country, like according to the people who vote on magazines, you know, Dovetail and Hot Butcher.
Right.
Those are national destinations for some people. So to have those within walking distance of each other is actually very cool.
Right.
We overlooked that.
It's a lot, though, for, like, out-of-towners and just in general for anyone to hit up on a afternoon, like, brewery crawl to, what's that, six breweries there?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Let's see. What about, like, a Logan Square? Well, you did. You said Still Life.
I was Still Life. I would go to...
Andersonville?
If you're on a Monday, well, you can do the Andersonville romp of Lonesome Rose and Pizza Lobo.
That's true.
It's right there. And then Hopleaf, of course. That's a good neighborhood romp. I would try to go. I'm in Avondale. I would go to Warlord. There's a line usually, you know, on most days, but on Mondays, that's the hack to avoid the line, is that you just go on a Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that place is really good. The menu changes every week. There is no signage. There's no reservations. It's like a very cool thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's not Michelin star, but it's Michelin recommended, whatever that's called, you know?
Yeah. Bib Gourmand.
Exactly. Thank you. Bib Gourmand. Yeah. Then after that, man, I'd probably hit up some of these, you know, Chicago's a really cool dining town. So you owe it to yourself to hit up one of these kind of classic restaurants that everyone knows about.
I don't know. You're going beer, hot dogs, and pizza.
You want beer, hot dogs, and pizza?
Is that all you need?
I mean, you know, Chicago's not a, you know, Chicago's got a lot of moves, so.
Right.
You don't have to do all of it.
Stick to no frills, kind
of. If you're going no frills, a Warlord would be no frills because you can't even reserve it. Yeah.
Right.
So I would say Warlord. And now we're talking cocktails. Where do you go for cocktails, you know? I would nightcap it in Logan at a place called Metal Lark. Metal Lark. It's by the old, you know, it's right down the street from like Cali and, you know, Fullerton, kind of like where the old Pizza in the Shop place was that people got pissed when they got sold.
Boiler Room?
Yeah, it's right next door to Boiler Room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cocktail bar, and it's run by the guy who used to run the cocktail program at at Violet Hour.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's a good beer slash cocktail place that you could take someone to. Sleeping Village.
Sleeping Village, the music joint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a lot of beers on tap.
Yeah, I do.
They got cocktails on tap.
They got a patio.
Yeah, patio.
And you know, you see a live show.
Right.
You know?
And it's really good people watching there because there's a show there. That's funny. So you kind of never know who you're going to get coming in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are all good options, you know? And a lot of what you get into depends on where you're, you know, where you're located.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a city proper, you know, where are you staying? You know, that plays into it. But I think we just named off a lot of cool places to go. Places that I would go.
Right.
Places that if people were in town, I think they would probably be jazzed. They would be glad they went.
What breweries are making also cocktails?
Yeah.
You got Alarmist has a liquor license, so they're doing cocktails with their beer.
Maplewood.
I guess probably Ravinia does. Any of them that have food, probably.
Probably. A lot of breweries have, modern breweries have like a cocktail program, you know? Yeah. If they have the license, you know? Like Cruz Blanca. Cruz Blanca is going to make some good-ass cocktails, too.
But they got food.
Yeah, so.
But, yeah, Beguile and Dovetail and Spiteful, they're not. Spiteful might.
I haven't been in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, maybe.
Because that is the problem with people who are out of town and just guests in general, giving, like, a well-rounded, not always beer experience.
Yeah.
So you want to. Well, everyone have options.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so.
Would you take anyone to the suburbs? Would you get in the car?
If we're going to Three Floyds?
For what? You can't get in.
I mean, exactly. So, what are we doing? Are we going
to? No, you're not taking anyone.
What else were you doing out there? I went to a place called Foxtail on the Lake.
Okay.
It's an old church. It's got stained glass. It looks just like the church when it was open. It sits on some kind of man-made lake. I guess it's the Foxtail Lake. It's actually not too far from Rosemont Horizon or Allstate Arena. This place is fucking badass. I went there after work one day, and I was like, this is going to be all bark, no bite. It's going to look cute, and it's going to suck. Man, these dishes came out, and they were money. These cocktails came out, and they were a hit. I was like, yo, this is probably the best-kept secret. So it's called Foxtail on the Lake because there was another Foxtail in like Downers Grove or some shit. And this is their second location, so they know what they're doing.
Okay.
And this is Foxtail on the Lake because it literally sits on the lake in this old decommissioned church. That's my favorite part. It's a gorgeous space, Brad. Like, honestly, man, I think it's the best kept secret in Chicagoland is this fucking spot.
Oh, shit.
It is fucking cool, man.
Worth leaving the city
with
guests?
Yes. I would leave the city. If you want to escape occupied Chicago and not go too far, you know, you're just shooting up basically past O'Hare a little bit.
Okay.
I would go to Foxtail on the Lake, you know, and it's another one of those come as you are places. Like, they're coming to impress the people who work there are trying to impress you, but you ain't got to show up in nothing fancy. We can show up in the shit we're wearing now, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can put a collar on if you want to, you know. I like places like that where, you know, the shit is tight, but you don't have to dress any certain way.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. But there's not a brewery that you're like, you're from Portland, you gotta go. We're going to more.
I would go to a lot of people tell you some of the best breweries are in the suburbs. People say more. People say Microphone. People say Phase 3. I'd leave the city for Phase 3.
I've never left the city for Phase 3.
So, you know, it just depends on what you're into, right? It depends on what you're into.
Sure.
Microphone's one of my favorite places to be, you know, but. Some people really like more. I think more's cool. I don't have nothing bad to say about more. I'm not going out of my way to go to more, but I mean, I do like more.
Right. It is, either one you're going to is a drive, so you're limited time when people are visiting. Yeah.
But those are the ones that if I'm leaving the city, I'd probably go to those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to think of who else. Maybe Three Floyds, but they, you know. They know I went. You know, side note, you want to hear something funny? I went to the Common. Common had a free show at Millennium Park. Millennium Park. You know, right downtown.
Right.
Yeah, fireworks and shit. It was 20th anniversary of Millennium Park. So anyway, I run into a bunch of guys that drink beer, and they're like, what are you doing? So we go to Coconut Deeth and all that shit was on at the Brev Brew Pub, and I never go there. So I'm like, well, we can go all meet there. you know, get some VSOJ, get some coconut teeth after the post game. And these boys were from Indiana. Okay. And they were like, I was like, man, what's up with Three Floyds? And he was like, I don't know. I need to get this shit together. Because that's the best restaurant in Indiana.
In Indiana?
I'm like, the whole state? And, you know, one of the guys was from Gary, and the other one was from somewhere else, Crown Point, Maryville, I don't know. Okay. Northwest Indiana. And he was like, man, Indianapolis included, this is the best restaurant in the entire fucking state.
Damn.
And I was just like, well, the first time I ever had a burger, and I thought it was the greatest burger ever, was Floyd's. Cheese curds, greatest cheese curds ever at Floyd's. It was a milestone. It was memorable as fuck.
So. It's getting off topic here. But do you think it was as good as you remember, or it was the first time you were having those things, so mm-hmm. it's like imprinted in your brain, sort of like the first time you're introduced to craft beer, or when you first get into music?
Yeah,
you're
for
like,
sure.
Oh yeah, Common or someone like that. Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, this is the first time I realized this could be this.
Some of it is definitely that. What I do respect about them, and sometimes get annoyed by them, is that they always tweak everything.
Right.
Sami Dust is not the same. Behemoth is not the same. And the restaurant was the same way. Constantly tweaking, constantly bringing out new shit. So, you know, the experience, the feeling of having something great every time I went, never left. But, yeah, some of that stuff was, my mind was blown. You know?
Right, because now everyone has a lot of that stuff now. And we're sort of like, give me that beer-flavored beer and a burger.
Yeah.
And just... Where's your wings and your burger? That's what I want. Yeah, exactly. Now. And everyone's like, no, I got bone marrow super, pate
super
with
elevated fancy shit.
Coconut stout strawberries.
Super fucking fancy elevated shit that no one asked for. Right. No, for sure.
I hope they somehow figure that out, but I feel like at this point, why?
Yeah.
You've gone 6 years, 7 years with no restaurant.
Yeah. They're open and they're doing the crew that runs what's that Iowa based pizza joint? There's one on Roots. The team behind Roots is managing Three Floyds.
I liked Roots and they just keep closing here.
Yeah. So we'll see.
All right. And I'm sure we're missing a lot of places, but I think that it's fun to try to figure out where you would go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. That's gonna do it for this episode. We're going to be back, hopefully, next week with another one. Take care.
Cheers.